I'm Terry Sacca, and this is Rigged Against You. What is better, gold or the stock market? Well, I think you're going to find this very interesting because I'm going to show you charts that don't lie. And you need to see this because it's not just what has happened in the past, but with what's getting ready to come. If we push the envelope too much and we end up in a war scenario, if China ends up taking Taiwan, or if we keep pushing in Ukraine, that stock market of ours could go off 50%. And you're going to need gold to protect yourself. Well, mainly silver, in my opinion, but you get the idea. But take a look at this for as far as what is really our money. What is it valued at? What we think it is anyway. We all know that our dollar is at the end of a cycle. We know the inflation is high, but we need to understand where the gold or the dollar started. Here we are from 1913, where the dollar began. Look where we are today on the right. We are now at 5 cents. Now, what I love about this is this chart only shows to 2013. Well, we're 2024. Our dollar is now worth 3 cents from its original value. Now, how do we know that? Because our buying power isn't the same. We know because houses used to be $70,000 and now they're $500,000. Our inflation is not just now, but over these decades has exponentially grown to the point our dollar bill isn't buying the same. You used to be able to give someone a dollar as a tip and it was considered pretty cool. Even $5 today isn't even that good anymore because the dollar doesn't buy anything. And we all know it because we're going to the store, we're buying things. Well, why is that the case? It's because they're printing currency. They've put over 40% of all the money we've ever created in this new cycle has happened since COVID. So gold or the stock market, what is better? It depends on if you understand inflation or not, because inflation is tied to the U.S. money supply. So the U.S. money supply, this is U.S. money supply in the stock market. The M2 supply is the black line, and then the S&P 500 is the yellow. You notice that the S&P has only been going up since we've been printing money. So while we've been printing this money, the market was decent to go in. But was it? That's what I find interesting because it seems like it was, but was it really? Look at this. The S&P 500 returns. Now we see, wow, it's been since the 70s gone up 5,500%. But did it? If you look down to the inflation adjusted rate, it's only gone up 500%. And it's important to understand this because the S&P all these decades has really only seen a return of 500% because inflation. So we may be seeing returns in the stock market, but the returns we're getting isn't buying the same because prices keep rising, rents keep rising, food keeps rising, automobiles across the board, everything. I know we've talked about this before, but look at the price of blueberries and, you know, simple things at the grocery store. They're expensive. So you think you're making returns in the stock market, but you're really not because you're not accounting for inflation, which is a very important matrix to account for. Now, here's another one that we can look at in comparison to the stock market. So the S&P has been up 500% with inflation adjusted numbers. Take a look at gold at the same period. Since 1970, gold is up 2,400%. I was going to say 2,400%. 2,400 sounds a little bigger. 2,400% and rising. Gold is just getting started. So we know gold is sound money. And it's important to recognize that because gold is up 2,400%, which fights the inflation, and the S&P has only really been, what, 500%. It's just not the same thing. To give you kind of another idea, gold versus the S&P 500. In just the last 5 years alone, gold is up almost 81%, and the S&P 500 is up 76%. So gold continues to outperform the S&P. But the problem that this really gets to is paper, our dollars and the stocks, they're not calculating the inflation. And so we know the real inflation rate is 12% right now. Prices are continuing to be inflated and rise. And I contend, I'm sorry, some products will, but most will not ever really come back down. If anything, the economy will slow down, but prices will remain high because the money isn't worth the same. Go back to the very first chart I showed you. It's literally worth 3 cents from its original value. That's why back in the day, we could buy 2 cent piece of candy, or a candy bar would be, you know, 25 cents. I mean, we really had power in our dollar, where today the same candy bar is like $1.75. This is across the board, of course. So when you look at currency and the stock market, you're not seeing a value that is actually compared to the inflation. And that's why it was important to show the S&P being really only up 500% over all those years, because you have to calculate inflation. Because the same dollar you're holding in your hand 10 years ago doesn't buy you the same it does today. And gold and silver is the protective hedge against that inflation. What I find interesting is what they're even saying in Main Street now, especially the Yahoo Bank of America. They're even omitting gold prices are set to climb to $3,000 this year. Now, that's their version. If the Main Street's saying $3,000, it's definitely going higher. But the fact they're even telling you gold is going to be rising another 30% by year's end, it's because the world is forcing it. The money printing is continuing. And so you're missing out if you're not owning gold and you're in paper in the stock market. You're actually missing out on an opportunity to protect and preserve yourself from the inflation that's coming. It's hard to visualize. Now, we know inflation. We see the prices. We see the food prices. We know prices are going up. But we don't quite understand when we look at our money. So for those that had, let's say, $400,000 sitting in a bank account over the last 4 years, you actually lost probably $80,000, if not more, because the dollar isn't buying the same, because the inflation has been ferocious the last 4 years. The first year of Biden, it was 18%. And today, this year right now, it's still 12%. Remember, the inflation number they're showing you on mainstream media is just flat out a lie. It's rigged against us. They cherry pick the numbers now. You have to go back to the 1980s matrix to understand that, but they know. So all this time you're sitting in cash thinking you're being safe, you're losing tremendous amount of buying power. Whereas if you would have been in gold and silver 4 years ago, you would have maintained that buying power, as gold and silver has risen tremendously since then, and it will continue to rise. Now, we are manipulating the markets. I understand the derivatives are fake and the East know it. The COMEX that controls the silver trade literally has 2 weeks of real eligible physical silver available. They're in trouble. My guess, you're going to potentially anyway see a force majeure. You know, if that happens, we're in deep trouble, but that's going to come on the heels of potentially World War III or something more catastrophic, like an economic collapse or another bioweapon of some kind. Something else will trigger. But you're talking about holding on to an asset like paper or stocks at a time it's losing its ability to buy you something, when gold and silver have the ability, as it increases in price, to maintain. So it seems like, oh, well, I'm not getting rich, but you're maintaining. So if you own silver, you're still paying a dollar for gasoline. You see, because the price has gone up. So instead of holding paper dollars, you hold silver in a vault, especially in your IRA accounts. What a great way to go, because over time, you're holding something which is a true definition of money, which is a storage of value over time. So as gold and silver continue to rise and the paper in the stock market continue to drop, now you think you're making money in the market. Now, mind you, don't get me wrong, if you're in NVIDIA or some really wild stock, yes, you could probably outperform that statistic. But overall, based on the indexes, and especially sitting in cash in a bank, You are losing so much buying power as prices rise and goods and services rise. You're not maintaining. And for those that don't believe me, just go back to the 1980s matrix. This is when we were honestly measuring the consumer price index and inflation. And it was in 1980. As you can see right now today, we're still at 12%. We're as high as 18%. We're down to 12. So when they say, oh, inflation is coming down, yeah, they're right to some extent, but it's still 12%. And just keep in mind, they can't tell you it's 12% because the government pays out COLA, which is a cost of living adjustment to people like Social Security and other welfare and other budgetary programs. They can't afford the 12% increase. So they give us the lie, the CP lie, I call it, number, and they give an increase to Social Security, for instance, based off that number. But the chart I just showed you is the true, because it's when we were honest measuring inflation. And you can get that from Shadow Statistics. That is, these are government stats. So it's the real deal. So when you're in these investments, you have to understand if whatever you made in the stock market, you have to first take off 12% because that's the inflation. And then you look at cash. If you're sitting in cash, you automatically have lost 12%. And so this is how big this is, because when it comes down to is gold or the stock market safer or better, I would definitely be going with gold and silver, because the stock market, number one, is paper. You don't own them. You're an unsecured creditor, and it's held in title as street name. You don't even own those stocks like we used to in the old days when you used to get stock certificates with numbers. Gold and silver is yours, especially if you do it in a retirement account. And stay away from the big gold companies. They're going to gouge you in price. Go to a beautiful boutique firm that specializes in customer service and good, honest premiums. That'd be Cornerstone Asset Metals. But just understand, between gold and silver and the stock market, there is no comparison to what is safer right now, especially when we're staring down the barrel of the geopolitics.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.